Mm-hmm. Clean tablecloth, it would make a cloth. Mm-hmm. Have a day or two, and then they had a Sunday tablecloth. Put it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something you might wash your face with?
You mean bath cloth? Mm-hmm. We call them back in, we call them wash rags. And then we had the towels. We always call them towels. Mm-hmm. As far as I know.
Uh-huh. And something you might wash dishes with would be?
Dishcloths.
Mm-hmm. And what
milk strainer rags. We strain milk through them cloths, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would that be kind of like cheesecloth?
No, it'd just be a piece of maybe old bed sheet, see? Mm-hmm. It would have got worn, and maybe a hole come in, they just tear it up in mm-hmm. different rags like
that. And years ago, what would you call the thing you did dishes with? Or that you dried the dishes with?
With dry cloth. Mm-hmm. So you had the dish rag, and then you had the dry cloth. They was a different. They was mm-hmm. a different rag. Mm-hmm. Different cloth. So when I was a kid, Mom would make us wash the dishes, you know. Mm-hmm. And one of us would want to wash, and the other dry them. See, they had to have a different deal.
If did you ever boil down syrup, you know?
Well, we never did, but I've been to them, and that's what they call a cane grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my granddaddy, he had a big power mill, you know, evaporators, but some of them used mule cane mill, you know, mm-hmm. where the mule went around and grinded in a barrel and poured the kettle, mm-hmm. that old syrup kettle I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd cook it off and make syrup out of it, molasses.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever cook it in something you might skim off of the top?
Skim it, that's
mm-hmm. What could you make with that?
Oh, you could make cane skimming liquor. Uh-huh. I couldn't drink that. I never made any.
Uh-huh.
But I did drink a little way back. Mm-hmm. Whiskey. Mm-hmm. I'm not bragging about that. But mm-hmm. did.
Uh-huh.
But that was one type that uh-huh. I couldn't drink.
Yeah.
Cane skimming. But a lot of them make whiskey out of it. They take out what the skimming they call it before put you in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And all that old, I don't know, it had rise to the top, and they had a hole in the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
They'd pull it out and draw that beer off. It'd be just as pretty and clear,
mm-hmm.
gold-looking color as it could be.
Uh-huh.
But I never made any, and I couldn't drink it, didn't I? I just couldn't drink that kind. It was too bad for me.
Did you ever hear other names for that? People ever call it
moonshine, cane skimmings.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called buck?
White lightning.
Uh-huh.
Buck. Yeah. Cane buck.
Mm-hmm.
Corn buck. apple. Peach brandy. Mm-hmm. Something they made. Homebrew.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a little of it. Mm-hmm. That's about all I know the name of it.
Mm-hmm. would you ever hear somebody talking about how you could make moonshine?
Well, I've seen it made.
How would you do that? How would it be made? Or?
Well, the old Ham Pond we were talking about back over. There used mm-hmm. to be some guys that made it in there all the time. Me and my daddy and granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
They'd furnish us all the whiskey we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to steal because we didn't want to be caught at steal. Mm-hmm. We'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd take us a bottle over that settlement roads going through there.
Mm-hmm.
To it, and we just set them bottles in a certain stump hole.
Mm-hmm.
And them boys, when they come in and run off the liquor, they'd fill our bottles up first.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get the full one out and put them in the empty one.
Uh-huh.
They'd run about three times a week. So mm-hmm. that's